Welcome to Oil 101. So, what exactly is natural gas? Natural gas, like crude oil and coal, is a mixture of hydrocarbon compounds, which are multiple combinations of carbon and hydrogen atoms. As far as the oil and gas industry is concerned, natural gas occurs in two principal forms, associated gas and non-associated gas. Associated gas occurs in conjunction with crude oil reservoirs, either dissolved in the oil or occurring separately in the same reservoir. Since it separates from the oil at the casing head of the production well, it is also known as casing head gas or oil well gas. There are huge quantities of associated gas produced with Middle East crude oil, for example. Associated gas often is re-injected into the producing well to either raise the pressure to get more oil out of the well, or to be held in the reservoir until a distribution system can be developed to move the gas to market. Otherwise, it has to be flared. Non-associated gas occurs in gas-only reservoirs separate from crude oil. The majority of the U.S. natural gas production is non-associated gas. The principal components of natural gas are methane and ethane, with varying amounts of heavier hydrocarbons, including propane, butane, and pentane. Methane is a light hydrocarbon. It has a relatively low boiling point, so at room temperature, it is a gas. Natural gas is the cleanest of all the fossil fuels. The main products of combustion of natural gas are carbon dioxide and water vapor, the same compounds we exhale when we breathe. And unlike coal or oil, combustion of natural gas releases very small amounts of sulfur dioxide and nitrogen oxides, and virtually no ash or particulate matter. So how is natural gas measured? Like crude oil, natural gas has a variety of global and U.S. measurements, and we will focus on heating value and volume measurements. Like other forms of energy, natural gas is measured in terms of heating value, or British thermal units, often called BTUs. Natural gas is valued for its heating ability, with end-use heating values generally ranging between 950 and 1150 BTU per cubic foot. One BTU is the heat required to raise the temperature of 1 pound of water 1 degree Fahrenheit. And to put the BTU in perspective, burning 10 matches releases 10 BTU. When measuring volume, natural gas is commonly measured in cubic feet. 1 cubic foot of natural gas releases approximately 1,031 BTU. Natural gas reserves are measured in terms of volume as millions, billions, or even trillions of cubic feet. In natural gas production, prolific wells produce and deliver hundreds of thousands or even millions of cubic feet of gas per day. And purchases and sales of natural gas are generally measured in millions of BTUs, or MMBTUs. Transportation capacity of natural gas is a function of pipeline size and compression capability, and is generally measured as a consistent stream expressed in volume per day, such as a million or billion cubic feet per day. Pipeline size is measured in terms of pipe diameter, and compression is measured in terms of pressure relative to the atmospheric pressure at sea level, expressed as pound force per square inch gauge, or PSIG. Now, what is natural gas used for? Because of its clean burning characteristics and heating value, natural gas is used around the world. Residential sector users are housing units. Natural gas uses include heating, cooking, and fueling appliances such as water heaters and clothes dryers. Commercial sector users consist of business and government facilities, and common uses of natural gas associated with this sector also include space and water heating, air conditioning, lighting, refrigeration, and cooking, just on a larger scale than residential. Industrial sector users consist of all facilities and equipment used for producing, processing, or assembling goods. Many industrial uses parallel those of commercial users. However, natural gas is also used to fuel industrial processes, such as heat treating steel and manufacturing glass. It is also a feedstock for other chemical products such as fertilizer. Finally, power generators are utilities that produce, transfer, and sell electricity. Power generators, the largest sector of industrial sector users, burn natural gas and other fuels to produce electric power. A gas-fired power plant has much lower emissions of carbon dioxide and nitrous oxides than coal or oil-fired plants.